Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good morning, colleagues. My delegation wants to reiterate what it said on Monday and to appreciate Russian delegation for raising the ambiguity that they did raise on Monday. I think it's generated good discussion, although not complete clarity as of yet, it sounds like. I did want to add, it's a little abnormal for a subsidiary body of the General Assembly to be debating and discussing budgetary issues and dates, but here we are nonetheless. I think that we certainly would agree with others that we at least want to come to an agreement, and I think we're approaching now our time window of when that needs to occur. It sounds like May is maybe where we're landing, and my delegation certainly could accept beginning with the first session of this open-ended working group in May. But I will also then join what the UK ambassador just said, and that we would need to take a decision on our view that all four sessions of this open-ended working group would then therefore be part of that package. I think, Mr. Chairman, perhaps through you, we would appreciate hearing from the Secretariat or from you. If there's a resolution to that, to this ambiguity, if we need to take such a resolution to clarify that ambiguity, what that process could look like, we would welcome hearing your thoughts on that, particularly given your experience and your background across many groups. And I know the Secretariat, it sounds like, has also potentially looked into this. We, as the UK said, want to make sure that we clear up any ambiguity so that we can enter into the substantive discussions that we want to undertake, which is really the whole point of why we're all here. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I would ask you to maybe address that at some time coming up, and thank you.